You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a mystical, spiritual community radiating light and love, transforming consciousness. Our mission is healing lives, building dreams, and realizing God.
Sweet Spirit, we are gathered this morning to remember this journey that we are on is one of a distance that seems to be so real. And as we center ourselves in love, as we remember that we have just declared that love is our decision, we declare right here and right now that this journey has no distance. The goal has never changed, and the goal is awareness of who we are, of who our brothers and sisters are everywhere. Awareness of our divinity, claiming and remembering that we are forever one in spirit. And as we go forth this morning and on this journey of life, we remember over and over again, if we need to, that love is our very nature. Love is our decision. This is the living nature of the Spirit of love, the Spirit of God, of Allah, of the Christ, of Jesus, infinite being of many names. We say thank you. Thank you, sweet Spirit. Good morning, Unity of Tustin.
Good morning.
Wow. I can't say it deep enough that I am so honored and blessed to be a part of you with this journey that you're on now and where we're going. I don't really know, do you? That it's one day at a time, it's one moment at a time, turning within to know that we are ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. What?
Yes.
I thought you might be. And you know, what's difficult is, I know in ministries that I've served and been a part of all my life, it's always difficult to rest in the mystery of the unknown. I mean, you know, it really is. And particularly when it's inevitable, is it not, that there is change on this planet? I mean, and we've heard all kinds of theories about, well, everyone instinctively, because of our human nature, we resist change. And it would be, well, not me, but maybe y'all. No. Instinctively, we do. Part of it goes back to, they say, first to Bible, going back any day. And so in any way we can to resist change, we do, because we think that sometimes change is very dangerous. And we have experiences in our life where that's what's happened. You know, I need to walk back to make sure that we see everyone here. You know back here, this is a peanut gallery sometimes, but you're loved. You're part of this. Yay. And so, do we believe that there is always an open door? And right now, as we rest in the mystery, what are we putting our attention on? What is it that is guiding us to say, well, I'm going to withhold my thoughts or my feelings or my volunteering or my donations until I know what's happening, or until somebody else does something? Or make another decision. For in unity, do we not teach that love is our decision always? Or we place barriers to our awareness of love's presence. And so when we're going through a time of change in our own personal lives, or in a ministry like this, or somewhere on the planet, it's really very difficult because we allow ourselves to get so seduced by what seems to be so real and so powerful. And we forget spiritual principles. And it's sort of instinctively we sometimes do. And some of us, in some ways, more so than others. But it depends. When one door closes, another one opens, but it can be hell in a hallway. When one door closes, another one always opens. In fact, the door never really closes. We just believe that it is. That's what we're focused on. There's so many doors. They all appear to be closed. We know what illusion is, but we also know, well, you may be picking the one door, and I might be looking at another one that appears to be shut. And so what the answer is that the doors are always open to us, because spirit is, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience. No doubt about that. You've heard that before. And one thing about Unity of Tustin, I've not been to Tustin before. I've lived in Southern California. I lived in Redondo Beach for a while, and San Diego, and then after being here with Kaiser Permanente, someone had to go. I volunteered to get transferred to Honolulu, to Hawaii. And aloha. My heart is always in Hawaii. And I just fell in love with the culture, with the people, and the experience there. And that's where I discovered Unity. I grew up Presbyterian. My mother was a youth education specialist for Presbyterian. So my two brothers and I always had to behave ourselves, and we're always in church. You can guess. And a lot of it, some of the teachers didn't take with me, and I didn't realize that I was a spiritual being until I really left home and got through college. And actually, when I moved, about the same time I moved to Redondo Beach, just before that, the body-mind-spirit movement was taking off on this planet. I'd never heard of Unity. But when I was in the L.A. area, before even moving here, Terry Cole Whitaker was a hero of mine. What you think of me is none of my business, is what she said. So that I'll say that to cover myself right now. Well, I'm here as an interim to do the best that I can do to support you on your journey. So that began my spiritual journey with Terry Cole Whitaker, and realizing there's a spiritual knowledge out there of positive spirituality that I hadn't even heard about. I didn't realize there was another way of experiencing and understanding God, another way of experiencing and reading and interpreting the Bible and of Jesus and so on and so on. And so when I got to Hawaii and I first discovered Unity, oh my, it was one of those coming home experiences. You all had that? Yeah, most people have. And initially, I'm sure I'm the only one on the planet that did this, I would sit in the back pew, and then I would judge the hell out of everything. I'd say, oh, geez. These people are clapping all the time. And they're hugging everyone. And that wasn't where I was at the time. And it wasn't long before I moved up close. People would always say to me, as I got acquainted, I love music. And you have great music here, the music director. And I love music. People said, up close is when you hear the best and experience everything and with music. And so I did. And I finally joined after several years and finally responded to a calling that I had for a long time, but said not now, becoming a minister. And so I went on to school. But Unity in Hawaii, David McClure was my mentor minister there. And I shall always feel blessed to be a part of this movement called Unity that has a powerful message for everyone. If we want to, this isn't working. There it is. It's delayed. There we go. One. Be content with. I know. You know, one of the things about being a minister is that I have to learn, I have to do it all in front of everybody. And when I lose my center, you know, around technology, you know, it does happen. Life happens. And so, but my calling is to help everyone be aware of what you have and to move into the moving through and growing through the barriers we have to love's presence in the moment of change, in the time of transition, in this case with Unity of Tustin. Is it possible that we can be content with what you have and we can rejoice at the way things are? Because the way things are is exactly the way things are. Duh. And so we want to move into radical acceptance of what is. And that's been very difficult for me because I want to put an asterisk or an exception or footnote to everything. Well, I'd be fine here if it wasn't for. Well, I think we should run right ahead and start interviewing for full-time ministers. By the way, I am not and will not be a candidate for minister here. But we should. Some people think, well, yeah, I hear about all this transition stuff. We need to move right ahead and find someone. There's someone on the way right now. We don't know who it is, one person or partners. Or can we radically accept that what is and what trust the process. One thing I would invite everyone to remember from today's lesson might be TTP, trust the process. Now, it's easy for me to say because, you know, what I do as a consultant, I come in and I'll be like a mirror to everyone and help you see what's going on, and you make the choices. I don't tell you what to do. Some way you say, well, Steve, you make it, it's easy for you. You come in and stir things up and then you leave. But I'm the one that is here to support you in any way possible. I don't make decisions. I report to the board, as any minister does, and we have a wonderful transition team that has stepped forward to be a part of this. And so when we realize that we have everything that we need, we, in this case, the community of Tustin, and what about on the planet? Is it possible that no matter what the latest drama is in Washington or anywhere on the planet, that no matter what is going on, that there is everything that we need to heal, to move forward, to grow through? And if you're like me, I'm a recovering addict of checking out news all the time. One of my merit badges has been, well, I don't watch much TV. But then I caught myself because you know what I do in my spare time? I'm semi-addicted to my iPhone and that wonderful little device that keeps me away from what's going on with me. Oh, I'll check what's going on the planet. What's the latest crazy thing that comes out of, you know? And so nothing is lacking. And so this is not new to you. You are a very, very spiritually mature community. I've known about you folks. I've had many phone calls and Zoom calls, video calls with your board, and I really get a sense that you folks don't need to be taught in terms of traditional learning of spiritual principles. You're what's typically called spiritually mature. Doesn't mean we don't have our moments. And I'm not going to tell you what your moment is. You know. Maybe the person sitting next to you. You want to turn to someone next to you and say, I know your moment. But your response to it, turn to somebody next to you and say, but my response is, love is my decision. Do that. Love is my decision. Love is my decision. No matter what this crazy transitional minister does or says, you know, I could say this sort of jokingly, since you don't know me, you don't know much about my past, so let me suggest and invite you, if you forgive me for my past, whatever I did or didn't do to you, past lives, including past life, we'll just start over again. How's that? And so I'm not here to be perfect. I have a very lengthy job description, and I added to it. I'll do all that to the best of my ability and to the best of all of our abilities is what we do. I used to jokingly say we stumble through the light and towards awareness of light's presence. Because part of our human nature is we are not awake all the time. And so what else is new? What are we going to do in this moment? Every time we gather, we model the future that we want to create. So Unity of Tustin, every time you come together, or when you talk with someone that you know in this community or somewhere else talking about this community called Unity of Tustin, you're modeling the future you want to create. And so what are our words? Do our thoughts from this about this community, about this planet, do they come from the highest and best of what is spiritually true, especially what is spiritually possible, of returning to awareness of love's presence in any situation? Are we willing to do that? Sometimes it's difficult. What's the energy and intention that you bring to this sacred transition time? So this is a question I have for today, and really for a lifetime, because, you know, transitions, changes are happening all the time. It's interesting that when I first understood the term transition and unity being applied to interim times of change, we sort of jokingly talk about, well, no, transition and unity we always thought was when someone passed on to another life or died, passed on, left the body. Well, we must die to be reborn again. We're willing to let go of what is and come together as a community, as a nation, as a planet, to declare that we are on a journey of learning and embracing one another, accepting what was, what is, and accepting that we know that we will grow through and be healed, and we will thrive in our new journey, wherever we're going to end up. And the question is, what is the energy and the intention? Because one of the things I picked up was with energy here, and it started with my phone calls with your board, and from what I know of Unity of Tustin over the years, is the sense of energy that is here. There's an energy field that's very involving, embracing, and inviting for Unity of Tustin. You sense that. And so wherever, you know, you go into any place where there's people, any organization, any building, or anywhere, and you feel intuitively the vibes. What, you know, vibes, the energy. And so there's an energy field. We each one of us, when we come here on a Sunday, or when we move around in our life, or in our work life, or in our family, or relationships, we are contributing to the resonant field of energy. And sometimes we think we're not, because we're just thinking about something, and we're really irritated and ticked off. We're not saying it. And so we think that, well, we're home free. My invitation is to be aware of one of our teachings, the thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. And sort of being present here and now. So as we are aware of our energy, anytime, whatever we're doing as a community and lifelong, what is our energy? And as we're watching TV, as we're talking with someone, or are we going reviewing whatever's happening in our life, what's our default awareness? And what's our intention to go or grow through this? You are the expressions of the unknown, and you are the only means of the unknown becoming known. This is from A Course of Love. You are the expression of the unknown, and the only means of the unknown becoming known. You are the experience and the experiencer, the knower and the known. You're the experiencer, experience and the experiencer. The experience and experiencer. You are the experience, as well as the one that is the creating the experience, the experiencer. And you are the knower and the known from A Course of Love. So as we rest in the mystery and as we continue this journey of spiritual rediscovery, and it really is spiritual rediscovery, we are aware of the possibility that there is amazing joy and transformation happening. There are also, as we probably accept, some challenges currently and down the road. So if we are willing to say an affirmation together, we want to add to the resonant field of energy that's right here and right now. And you may have your own way of praying, your own way of thinking. One of the things I love about Unity is the concept of prayer affirmation. It's not just prayer. It's affirmative prayer. We affirm what is spiritually true. We don't beg it. We don't wish it were to be. We affirm a spiritual truth is, and here's what we affirm in this suggested prayer. I'd like to have us repeat this in unison. Have you pay attention, as you say it, to your feeling, your energy, your thoughts, and particularly your thoughts about this unity community and about the path, the journey that you're on, and the sacredness of it. This is a very special, sacred time for you, individually and together. And so we repeat this twice, and the second time we'll say it with a little bit more oomph, okay? Together. My only purpose here is to be an expression of God's love and holiness in this world. Now look around the room for a moment before we say it again. Just look at these folks. Some of you, them you know really well. We know everyone in spirit because we are one. And so our thoughts have co-creative power. Our intentions, our heart, as we rest in our heart. And again, together. My only purpose here is to be an expression of God's love and holiness in this world. Yes. And yes. God bless you. Thank you.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the Donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.